Always a pleasure to welcome our next guest to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. Not just because he's a congressman, Republican from the 5th District, but he is such an honestly good person. And over the years, I think, become a good friend. It is Congressman Tim Walberg. And I'm so glad we've got you on just days before Christmas. And on this, I think it's the final night of Hanukkah. And then come December 26th, we'll start Kwanzaa. So it's a festive holiday time. I can't think of anyone better to talk to from Washington than you, sir. Congressman, welcome.
Well, I feel welcome, and thank you for those kind words. And yes, it's a privilege to have you consider me a friend, because you're a friend of so many people. And we thank you for that and all of the good broadcasting you've done, as well as hand-holding and counseling, too, at times on your program. So it's good to be with you.
Well, nice of you to recognize and to reciprocate. And we've got a lot going on. The Justice Department has released thousands of files about the convicted sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. There's more to come. There's just so much of it, I guess. And we're seeing basically why the Democrats didn't do this on their own, because they find their president, Clinton, I mean, he was all of our presidents, but the Democrat president, Clinton, is found in far more compromising positions than the president they want to unseat, which is President Trump.
You're right, Paul W., and that's probably why for 4 years, when they controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, at least for a good portion of that time, Epstein wasn't an issue, and they weren't bringing it up. And we always thought that probably Trump was safe because there was nothing in there, or else they would have brought it out. It's sad to think that, and I say this in a dictionary definition of a man suffering a deep perversion, being Epstein himself, drew other people into his sphere of influence, and the amount of lives that he impacted in such negative ways, young people who were brought into just a terrible situation. But now, with all of the documents being released, a lot of people, I think, are saying, is that all there is? We knew probably you'd see Bill Clinton there in a hot tub or swimming pool. We thought probably you'd see Donald Trump, because he was a friend until he wasn't a friend of Epstein when he threw him out of his golf club because of type of guy he proved to be. We thought we'd see some other named individuals, but after all the brouhaha that's gone on with this, is this all there is? And so we'll see. It'll continue for a while. The Justice Department is demanded to release more, and they will be releasing more, trying to keep victims from being further victimized, but nonetheless, doing what now the law says, and the courts to this point in time have restricted them, but now they aren't. So we'll see what happens, but we have a lot more we could do, and with what we've done in Congress this past year, it seems a lot longer, but it's only been a year, with one big beautiful bill, with rescission packages, with the bill we passed last week on restructuring our permitting process to make it speedier. It's called the Speed Act, and yet still take environmental concerns in place. We can ramp up what we do in this country, and hopefully the affordability will be dealt with, because people are going to be more successful in jobs and having more jobs.
Well, and I want us to get off the Epstein thing, to tell you the truth. I mean, this is just a diversion that they've put up to try to throw Trump out, rather than spend any time at all fixing this country and fixing the problems that we have. So the One Big Beautiful Bill has done that. I've talked to friends. I work with UHY. What a great company. Gone all the way back to Tony Frabatta and all the great people that are there now. But my point is, people are coming out after getting their taxes looked at and finding out they're going to get some money back that they weren't getting before from the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. We've got President Trump unveiling plans to lower prescription drug prices. We all know that's necessary and important.
It is. It is extremely important, and it's important to know that we are the R&D for the rest of the world on pharmaceuticals. What we have available to us, no other country in the world has available. but for the fact that America has done its work. We also have laws in this country that allow pharmaceuticals to be sued, doctors to be sued, and when they need to be sued, they should be sued, but they have to prepare, even when they're not being sued, with the high costs of malpractice, liability insurance, et cetera. And so that goes into the mix. But I think the president has said, even with that, there are countries that are freeloading, so we're going to make a most favored status nation type experience where we're not going to charge for some key drugs and pharmaceuticals any more than what we would charge another country for that same drug, which will provide significant reductions in costs. And I think even more so, make those countries step up the plate as well and pay their fair share. So we'll see what happens. But Trump is always looking for some game that will provide better outcomes for the American taxpayer and the American citizen. And also, he's gutsy enough to do things that other presidents have feared doing, because there's always some upheaval and change. But if you don't do those things to change, such as the trade policies, it'll stay the same way. And America will continue to have those weights around our ankles. We're still leading the pack, but it's getting more difficult. So some of those things causes disruption, but then when the disruption has had its ultimate result, we find ourselves getting better. And I think you'll see after the first of the year more testimonies of dollars in the pocket. You think of the wait staff that now will not be paying tax on tips. Overtime workers won't be paying on overtime. And some of us old geezers that are out there that are paying tax on our Social Security.
I was just going to say.
We're not going to be paying.
So. Which is so fair. I mean, and I love the movements on local basis of getting rid of property taxes, for example. You buy a house and you got a mortgage. Now do you need to pay extra money too? And if, God forbid, you get to a certain age and you pay the house out, you're still going to have to pay because of those property taxes. Some states have gotten away with no state income taxes. The more we get rid of taxes, the better life would be. And I see our president understanding that. Now he's going after the wind farms, which really, I mean, they sound good, but they're not really cost effective. They don't make sense, although I have taken to calling him Donald Trump Quixote. Don Quixote, you know, He was fighting the windmills, and a lot of his enemies were completely imaginary but completely real to him. And in Don Quixote's world, he too is fighting not just for himself but for the good of all humanity. So I do believe that's what this president is doing.
He is. And you know, I see windmills, in fact, in Hillsdale County in my district, of all places, in line sight of Hillsdale College, that conservative bastion. But there are windmills and solar farms that are popping up. And yet, because of Trump saying, listen, you can have all of the above energy plan, but we're going to encourage our companies like DTE and consumers to keep their gas-powered plants, keep their coal-fired plants for the meantime, and develop their nuclear power, because that's where the base loads come from. That's where these data centers will get the vast amount of energy they need, which will, in the end, in many cases, help bring the cost for normal consumers down and their energy bills. But it is big energy that we need to stay ahead of the world. And a windmill doesn't do it. A solar field doesn't do it. They can add certain things, but they aren't that base load that we need. And also, to the negative, when you put those in farm fields, all of a sudden the other farmland around that farmers are trying to lease goes up in lease values, and it makes it more difficult for agriculture too. So I think Donald Trump sees what was done by mandate from government in the last administration and is trying to push away from that as much as possible. And in the end, I think it'll provide a great amount of success.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us, and we always ask for this, but it's especially important on this day, the last day night of Hanukkah. It is Christmas week. Kwanzaa comes December 26th. If you could give us, I always say once a pastor, always a pastor, sir, if you could give us your blessing for this holiday and end of the year.
Well, what a privilege. And for those, yes, that all celebrating everything from Kwanzaa to Christmas to Hanukkah, and think of the Jews that have gone through such terrible things in recent days. Think of Australia and other places. It's just terrible. So this is a world that's torn up a bit, isn't it, Paul W.? And we need a hope. So thank you. Let me pray. I pray to my Heavenly Father, who also on the first Christmas sent His only Son to be our Savior, to come to this sin-sick world then and now. And God, one of His names was Wonderful Counselor.